Don Juan by Lord Byron. Read by Jonathan Keeble for Naxos Audiobooks. Dedication. Bob Southey, you're a poet. Poet laureate and representative of all the race. Although 'tis true that you turned out a Tory at last, yours has lately been a common case. And now, my epic renegade, what are ye at with all the Lakers in and out of place? A nest of tuneful persons to my eye, like 24 blackbirds in a pie. Which pie, being opened, they began to sing. This old song and new simile holds good. A dainty dish to set before the king, or regent, who admires such kind of food. And Coleridge, too, has lately taken wing, but like a hawk encumbered with his hood, explaining metaphysics to the nation. I wish he would explain his explanation. You, Bob, are rather insolent, you know, at being disappointed in your wish to supersede all warblers here below, and be the only blackbird in the dish. And then you overstrain yourself, or so, and tumble downward like the flying fish, gasping on deck, because you soar too high, Bob, and fall for lack of moisture. Quite a dry Bob. And Wordsworth, in a rather long excursion, I think the quarto holds 500 pages, has given a sample from the vast diversion of his new system to perplex the sages. 'Tis poetry, at least by his assertion, and may appear so when the dog-star rages, and he who understands it would be able to add a story to the Tower of Babel. You gentlemen, by dint of long seclusion from better company, have kept your own at Keswick, and through still continued fusion of one another's minds, at last have grown to deem, as a most logical conclusion, that poesy has wreaths for you alone. There is a narrowness in such a notion, which makes me wish you'd change your lakes for ocean. I would not imitate the petty thought, nor coin my self-love to so base a vice, for all the glory your conversion brought, since gold alone should not have been its price. You have your salary. Wast for that you wrought? And Wordsworth has his place in the excise. You're shabby fellows, true, but poets still, and duly seated on the immortal hill. Your bays may hide the boldness of your brows, perhaps some virtuous blushes. Let them go. To you I envy neither fruit nor boughs, and for the fame you would—
Sample complete. Ready to continue?